Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Mental Game of Baseball, A Guide to Peak Performance by H.A. Dorfman and Carl Kuehl. Narrated by Matthew Josdahl. The theory of baseball is as simple as that of any field sport in vogue, and herein lies one of its attractive features. And yet, to play the game up to its highest point of excellence requires as great a degree of mental ability as any known game of ball. From The Game of Baseball by Henry Chadwick, 1868. Foreword. In Appreciation of Harvey Dorfman by Rick Wolf. When Harvey Dorfman passed away in 2011 at the age of 75, Major League Baseball lost one of its all-time greats. Over the last 30 years, just about every Major League player, general manager, field manager, and agent either knew Harvey or certainly had heard of his impact. They all knew of the mental magic he worked on talented ballplayers. Harvey was indeed a singular individual, certainly one of a kind. So, who was Harvey Dorfman? In short, he introduced the world of Major League Baseball to the wonders of sports psychology, and he did it in a most unique and unusual way. You know the old Yogi Berra expression that half of this game is 90% mental. I don't know if Dorfman ever met Yogi, but trust me on this. Harvey certainly agreed with Yogi. Baseball, which is a game based upon constant failure and daily disappointment, is pockmarked by all sorts of mental distractions, obsessions, anxieties, and even superstitions. Harvey knew all of this, inhaled it all, and helped pro players of all stripes come to terms with their fears. A man of apparent contradictions, Harvey was a most educated and literate gentleman. He was a man of letters, a true scholar. Yet, to better communicate with ballplayers, he could swear like a drunken sailor, with enough profanity mixed in to peel paint off a wall. Harvey offered no apology for this approach. He just knew that ballplayers would feel more comfortable with him if he spoke the language of dugouts. But Harvey was indeed a lifelong lover of books. When I first met him and his lovely wife, Anita, at their home in Prescott, Arizona, an entire side of their living room wall was stacked from floor to ceiling with books and more books. Originally trained as a high school English teacher, Dorfman consumed the New York Times Book Review each week, in much the same way he would go over the daily baseball box scores. Back in the 1970s, Harvey, Anita, and their two kids resided in Vermont, where Dorfman taught in a small private school and wrote newspaper columns. He was very proud that he coached the school's girls' basketball team to great success. But during the summer months, Dorfman would attend Vermont Expo's minor league games, and it was there that he befriended Carl Kuehl, who oversaw the Expo's minor league system. Over the course of that summer, Kuehl became so impressed with Dorfman's approach to baseball that when Kuehl left the Expos to join the Oakland Athletics, he made sure to hire Harvey as a kind of mental skills coach. This was a totally new concept. Understand that this was unprecedented in organized baseball. For example, when I was playing in the Detroit Tigers organization in the early 1970s, after having studied psychology as an undergraduate at Harvard, the prevailing attitude in pro baseball was that any player who needs to talk to a shrink needs to have his head examined. As such, when Dorfman was hired by Oakland, this was a monumental breakthrough for sports psychology. But in truth, Harvey was never trained as a psychologist. He was a school teacher and coach. He never had a doctorate in psychology. But he possessed one amazing skill. He knew how to communicate with ballplayers. He knew how to get them to open up about their fears, worries, and insecurities. And then,